So fill everybody in, Mary, where we're at with our scholarships. And we've got to make a decision how many perhaps we want to fund for this coming year.
So to give you guys just a overview of how this all goes, is in the fall, we have developed criteria for applicants for our scholarship, for the county scholarship. And those were sent out to the two schools in the fall. The basic requirements for our scholarship are that you provide a transcript so we can see the grades, your ACT score, and three letters of reference. One letter can only be from an educator, no letters from your family, and two letters from other people. And you can't believe how many people blow that, but they do. Anyway, so, and our application is a little more involved than most of the other scholarship requirements that they get for other scholarships in the schools. And our applications were due the 1st of March, which I got, and I have here today. I make a table, I review the scholarships just for completeness. And I make a table that tells you who the kid is, what their grade point average is, what their class rank is, their ACT score, and whether their application is complete. And so I have that work done already. In the past, what has happened, of course, with three commissioners, usually two of them have said, hey, we'll decide what we're going to do and how many scholarships we're going to give. Now that there's five of you, it's gotten a little more complicated probably in that respect. So I don't know how you want to go. I don't know if you all want to read all of those scholarships and pass them around. We can do that.
I have a suggestion.
I don't want to make five sets of copies as part of this deal, because we're looking at this much paper. And I'm sure you don't want those big piles of paper either, each of you. But I also...
These take a long time to go through.
Yeah, these guys need some consideration.
A lot of time.
Can you pass that piece of paper? You got 20 minutes.
Mary, first question. Hang on. When does a decision have to be made on who is chosen?
Like mid-April. Okay. So...
Wow, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We've got... You know, we've got a few weeks.
Andy, you were going to make a comment.
Yeah, I'm going to make a suggestion here. What I would suggest is let's just make ourselves a little mini committee, but let's put Commissioner Rawhauser at the head of it, seeing how he's the educator. Okay?
I accept that with a smile.
I'll bet. I'll bet you do. And then make sure that perhaps a mini committee of three, so one person from South County.
Yeah. I think that if there's certain names on there, I'm gonna have to excuse myself.
He's conflicted.
The whole thing.
A little.
I understand.
Yeah.
So I agree with that concept. Yeah. I got
why me as the chairman? Why don't I just sit on that committee with you guys?
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
But you two guys, you're gonna be the head guy. Okay, I'm just part of your little mini committee.
Very good.
Okay. And perhaps we can...
And anybody with any questions after the fact and we award them can talk to the head of the committee.
Talk to the committee head.
Just don't know.
The one thing maybe we need to have a discussion among all of us is how many...
Well, that's what we definitely have the discussion with all of us. When it comes to wading through these, I think we can do that with us three.
How many do we give now?
Okay, so what we have done in recent history is we've given 10 scholarships.
Whoa.
To freshmen.
Really?
Total?
Yeah. Total. Five to each school.
County.
Yeah.
Five each school.
District.
Okay.
Yeah. This was originally set up from the governor's office. And
we still get those scholarships. So
there was two that comes from the governor's office.
Three.
Or there's three.
And a renewal. There's four.
Oh, okay.
And we still get those.
Okay.
Very good. So let me give you the history. Yeah, let me give you the history now. So the history is that there are three scholarships and one renewal scholarship that are given to each county, and they are a waiver. In the beginning, they were tuition waivers to Wyoming institutions for 1 year. Then when the Hathaway Scholarship came into play, they became $1,000 a year, and with the one renewal. The renewal being it has to go to a previous recipient. So there were four scholarships, and that's the way it stands now. We have one renewal, and we have three freshman scholarships.
$1,000.
And they're worth $1,000. So the commissioners, a number of years ago, looked at that, and they said, in the first place, they said, we really don't want to just give $1,000. We want to stay with the tuition waiver, which at that point in time, at some places, you know, depending on the university, whether they're going to University of Wyoming or they were going to a junior college, tuition waiver was worth more at the university than it was going to a junior college, in the range of $1,000. So anyway, they decided to go to a flat amount of money, because we did that also. We paid tuition for a while, which about put me in my grave trying to get that figured out, because I'm talking to every school to find out what each kid's tuition is, and then you come into issues with privacy, and it just got about impossible to deal with. So the commissioners then decided to go to a flat fee. So the flat fee is $4,000, $2,000 a semester. We send the money directly to the schools, so it isn't a check to the kids, and it's to be used for whatever they need for, you know, room and board or call or for tuition or whatever. Yeah.
Does that apply to the original three?
So the original three, what happens with them is they still get a $500 waiver, and then we make up the difference with $1,500.
So they get the same.
Yeah. So essentially what it does is it gives us one more whole scholarship,
right,
is what it does, because we get $1,000 for four kids. So we get one more scholarship by utilizing that statutory stuff. So right now, this year, we have 30 kids on scholarship. We're funding 30 kids.
It's very generous.
$2,000?
$4,000 a year.
120 grand.
Yep.
So the other thing is that in looking at your whole picture here, I'd like to recommend to you at this point in time to read these to determine who you think your top picks are, and then let's look at the numbers, because we do have, I think, 8 students that are in their last year, so they'll be off the board. There's 8 going off the board. I have a few others that are not going to get their scholarships renewed because they didn't make grades, or they didn't go back to school.
Or they dropped out.
So this scholarship is for 1 year?
It can be renewed.
It's for their schooling. It's 4 years worth of schooling.
But it's renewed each year.
Renewed each year.
So, go ahead.
Question I have, do we have any criteria that we use to
Select
these from in terms of, are they going to school in state? Do
we have criteria.
Other scholarship monies available.
Right.
Need, as well as merit.
Right.
So we put together some small requirements. a minimum GPA and a minimum ACT. Isn't that right? That's what Commissioner Latta.
You've got some requirements there. You also, there were some requirements set on how many go out of state, how many stay in state. There's
in-state,
a percentage there, because that's something different. The ones that we get statutorily have to be used in Wyoming. And about, 10 or 15 years ago, then they allowed them to go out of state also. So some of this you can, some of this you can't change right now because, you know, this has been the requirements that, we're going to fund out-of-state scholarships. There is no set number on how many we're going to fund. Whenever we put that information out, we say that it varies because we don't know what our money is. And the scholarship program has not taken any hits on funding over the reductions that have been passed on to everyone else.
Yep.
So that's something to think about at this time. You know, there may only be so many that are worthy this year. You might want to reduce that. But you may have something that's really outstanding, and you might, you know, it's.
What I'd say, go ahead.
So we're not bound by the five scholarships.
No.
But that's kind of the average that has been they've done in the past. Going back to what you said earlier about if they have a break in going to school, and we had the man come to the board meeting. Of course, I wasn't on the commission at the time. But is that a concern? I have a personal view on this, but I'd like to hear what everybody else has to say.
Sure, sure. We've just taken that on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
Yeah. We've had students just say, you know, I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm going to take a break from school. And then they reapplied for their scholarship when they came back and said, I know what I want to do now. So a case-by-case basis, whether you award that back to them or not.
I guess one of the concerns or issues I have, are you going to need to balance between basing scholarships on merit and scholarships on need? Now, having said that, there are a number of very deserving students based on merit, but a lot of times they're overlooked because they don't have, their families have too much income. And I don't think those students ought to be overlooked. On the other hand, there should be some way, if we can, maybe there's not, to ascertain if student A has already going to receive 12 different scholarships, where that may swing, in my mind, my decision to think, well, you've already got 12 scholarships, it may be more likely that this other student may benefit more.
And we do that every year. Right. Yeah.
Okay. It would be really nice to have a meeting when it comes down to, okay, we've got to make a decision today, to be able to talk to the counselors.
And the commissioners have done that in the past, and I have not been able to get that arranged.
Okay.
I tried to get Norma here today. She's not available today. She's not available for the next meeting. We need to make a decision but before that. So the committee's probably going to have to approach the counselors and get the information that they need.
It would be,
because it's not going to happen here at one of your regular meetings.
It would be just fine for the lead of the committee to contact.
I'm more than happy to do that.
Yeah.
You might set something up like after school someday.
Sure, absolutely.
She could sit down and go through the list of applicants with you.
The counselors have a really good pulse on the need part of it.
Yeah.
And also the other scholarships.
Well, and other scholarships.
Okay.
Sure.
It's very, very important, I think, that the need comes into play when you have, say you have, yeah, it's two students here a couple of years ago. I tutored them quite a bit, and they both got 36s on the ACT. You got that, didn't you? But they were going to make money going to college.
Right.
And I'm not sure that's, you know, it'd be great to just pay.
Once again, same discussion we've had every year. You want to make sure that this scholarship isn't beer money.
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
So, I think we have kind of a direction. And I would recommend, Commissioner Rawhauser, why don't you take this stack of papers today?
Sure, I will do that.
And get started. And you can share with Commissioner Burnett.
Yeah.
When you're finished, and then include me.
Yep, we will
do
that. We will do that. You'll just have to do lunch, baby.
Okay.
Whatever.
You want me to hand those down to him?
I just want to see the top list.
I have died too, I guess.
See who you know.
I mean, the 31.
I just want to see how many students apply.
She's got one of those for all of us.
Okay.
If you need a 5-minute break, now'd be a good time to do it.
Okay.
And then we'll come back for a 2:00 meeting. What's going on?